We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The House Intelligence Committee wanted badly to talk with President Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton about what he knew when it came to President Trump's withholding of military aid for Ukraine. Bolton would not go willingly, instead signing onto a very slow-moving court case over the separation of powers fight between Congress and the Trump administration. But Bolton was writing a tell-all book, and this weekend some key details leaked.
So we're talking with two people on the Bolton bombshell. Jeffrey Prescott served as a special assistant to President Obama at the National Security Council, currently executive director of National Security Action. Also David Jolly, an attorney, lobbyist, former Republican member of Congress for Florida's 13th congressional district. So David, let's start with you, the political implications of this. Bolton basically saying, yes, the president directed this aid to be withheld for investigations for the Bidens. So when it comes to the impeachment trial and the push to get witnesses, does this bolster the case to have at least somebody, a.k.a. John Bolton, come and talk?
Well, it certainly bolsters the case. Will Republican senators have the courage, if you will, to accept that and put their votes behind it? I don't know. Based on how we've seen Republican senators perform, I don't know that this moves the needle. And it's interesting how this should in itself reset the narrative. You have the president's national security advisor say that the president told me aid should be held until a political investigation occurs by a foreign country. That by itself should be enough for every Republican senator to vote, not only to bring Bolton in, but to lean towards conviction. But based on the performance from Republicans thus far, I'm not sure it moves the needle in the next few days.
Jeffrey Prescott, could the White House still stop Mr. Bolton in his tracks? Let's say Republicans do decide to vote in favor of his testimony. Could then the president say all this material in Mr. Bolton's book, all the stuff that he's going to potentially say, this is private executive privilege material, he can't say it?
No, I don't think that's really possible. And one of the reasons why is the special constitutional responsibility that comes with an impeachment trial in the Senate. The Senate has an enormous amount of discretion to conduct a trial as appropriate. And of course, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court has a say in the acceptance of evidence, of testimony, of other documents, and how the trial proceeds. So I think the Senate and the Congress in general has an enormous amount of discretion here. And it kind of gets back to both the record they're already looking at, which of course, in the House, there was an extensive amount of testimony and documents and other evidence that showed there was an improper motive here. What's new here, of course, is that as National Security Advisor, Bolton does have that firsthand perspective being inside the Oval Office and hearing it from the president. He has an obligation to come forward, and it'd be important to hear that testimony.
So take us into how this kind of works, right? I worked in the White House. I knew things. I'm writing a book. I have to send it in to get approval. It has to be reviewed. That's the process that this was in. So now there are people asking, well, if this leaked, how many people in the White House had their eyes on it before it did?
Well, that's exactly right. So the normal process, a former National Security Council official like me, like John Bolton, are required to submit manuscripts of works about their time in office to a department within the NSC that essentially reviews the documents for classified information. And that office would normally circulate the manuscript or the document that comes in or parts of it around the NSC to those officials relevant to reviewing that material. And the NSC legal office, in my experience, is always part of that. Now, it's important to know the National Security Council legal office and the White House counsel's office have dual-hatted officials. They're lawyers who sit in both places. So it's inconceivable that the White House lawyers that are now defending Trump didn't have access to this material as soon as Bolton submitted it on December 30th. So I think that's why you now see the White House changing its tune. It had originally been open to hearing Bolton's testimony and now suddenly has cold feet. And I think that's because they, for quite a while now, have known what the content of that potential testimony would be.
David, as the former Republican member of Congress on the program right now. Can you help explain to the audience why this incredible loyalty, and I'm trying to think of another word for it, almost fanaticism, that Republicans in the Senate, at the House too, but certainly now in the Senate, have to President Trump, that despite evidence, despite witnesses like John Bolton, there seems to be no desire to hear any of it. Why this incredible adherence to the Trump line?
Well, there's another lens with which to look at it, which is it's a loyalty to the Trump voters who are incredibly loyal to this president. And that is ultimately the fear. Politicians generally act on enlightened self-interest. What is in the electoral interest of the politician? And if the voters are suggesting that they are with Donald Trump, at least Republican voters, then they are going to perform in that way. And it's not what the founders necessarily envisioned, but they did have concerns that even an impeachment process could devolve into simply a partisan activity. Mm-hmm. And that is largely what we're seeing from Republicans. Look, we are looking at three or four Republicans as though those are the only three or four that may possibly vote to call witnesses, three or four Republicans, when in reality we should be looking at all 53 to say the president's national security advisor has said the president told him to do this or that this would be the conditionality. We deserve to hear from him. And on privilege, very quickly, if John Bolton's manuscript has been approved by the White House, well, there is no privilege. John Bolton could testify to just what's in the manuscript, not to specific conversations with the president, but just what's in the manuscript. And secondarily, Donald Trump this morning said it never happened. And so there's actually a novel legal question. Can a president who said this never happened actually exert executive privilege over a conversation about whether it did happen?
Is there still a defense from the senators in saying, look, the House should have brought us this person, they should have taken the testimony from him, even though there was a battle going on about whether he would or he would not. That was their job. This is ours.
Yeah, look, the Republican senators are making procedural arguments to try to beat back what is an overwhelmingly, substantively factual case that shows the president engaged in this behavior. In a courtroom, procedure can sometimes acquit the defendant. We see it often. In the case of impeachment, I'm not sure that's what the founders designed nor the American people expect. They want to know if the president engaged in wrongdoing, and if so, he should be held accountable. And they're seeing political actors waver on that principle.
Jeffrey, one of the arguments Republicans are making is that this should be decided at the ballot box come the November elections. But if that's what the founding fathers had in mind, that if there was a problem with the president, wait for the next election, why would they have included the impeachment option in the Constitution?
Well, I think that's exactly right. This is the remedy that the founders had in mind for precisely this situation. In fact, if you go back to those debates, what they were worried about was a president that might be putting a thumb on the scale for his reelection, and that the improper behavior, high crimes or misdemeanors around that precise corruption of an election would be the reason why impeachment would be an appropriate remedy. So this is exactly what they had in mind when they designed this remedy. But it's also the case that if the president is vindicated in this process, after the overwhelming evidence that I completely agree with David, we've seen in this House inquiry and now in the trial in the Senate, it essentially means the president is free to engage in similar activity in the lead up to 2020. And I think that's something the American people will not want to see. I do think one of the implications of this bombshell with Bolton is that it does mean it's harder for Republicans to justify their vote against hearing Bolton's testimony on procedural grounds, because we now know what the substance is. And so a vote is really going to be against the substance of that testimony, and they'll be taking a stand on the issue.
All right. Jeffrey Prescott served as special assistant to President Obama, the National Security Council, currently executive director of National Security Action. We also had David Jolly, attorney, lobbyist, former Republican member of Congress with us.